Chapter 3. From Lamentations, chapter 5, verse 7. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities.
How are you?
Benny asked Gabrielle.
I'm fine.
You are absolutely beautiful.
He shook his head.
I'm standing here in complete awe. I can't believe I had a hand in creating something so beautiful.
God created me, Gabrielle said in an icy tone. Benny chuckled.
You're right. I just meant...
Gabrielle folded her arms.
I know what you meant.
I don't want to upset you or anything. I promise I don't. But I'm just at a loss for words, or the right words, at this moment. It's been 25 years.
Gabrielle frowned at him.
And whose fault is that?
Benny nodded as he folded his hands into each other.
I know it's all my fault, and I take full responsibility. Believe me, if I could go back in time and change things, do things all over again, but you can't.
So talking about it doesn't mean a hill of beans at this point. He nodded again.
You're right. I can't argue with you about any of this. I just want you to understand from my heart that I have complete remorse for what I did. I want you to know that I'm sorry. And Gabrielle, whether you believe me or not, I really did love your mother. I loved her so much. That's what I think sent me over the edge that day. Maybe I loved her too much.
Gabrielle unfolded her arms and stared at him.
If that's your kind of love, then I never want to experience it.
She wiped at a few tears that were now falling.
So why are you here?
You mean here or out of prison?
Both.
Is this somewhere you and I can go sit and talk? The old man is not as young as he used to be, and prison hasn't been so kind to me.
We were just about to sit down and eat before you came.
Benny nodded. Okay.